Track 65. The fading light of another cloudy day woke me up, and Edward was still there. Edward, you stayed. I was sure it was only a dream. I was euphoric looking at him. He smiled at me. Breakfast time, Miss Dreamer. We got up. Dad was at work. I ate my bowl of cereal while he was studying my every movement. So what's on the agenda for today? I asked, to distract him from staring at me. Well, what about meeting my family? I gulped. Do they know that I know? Oh, yes. They know everything. We don't have any secrets in my family. And you should introduce me to your father, too. He pressed his cool lips to my forehead, and the smell of his breath made it impossible for me to think. His fingers traced slowly down my spine, and he touched his lips to mine for the second time. And then I collapsed. When I recovered, we were driving towards his house. Are you all right? Yes, I am. I'm sorry about that. I think I forgot to breathe. The Collins house was timeless, graceful, and a soft white. I could hear a river close by, hidden in the obscurity of the forest. The inside was even more surprising, bright, very open and large. Dr. Cullen and his wife were waiting for us. Carlyle was amazingly perfect and young, with blonde straight hair. At his side was Esme, his wife. She had the same pale, beautiful features as the rest of the family. "Carlyle, Esme, this is Bella," Edward said. "You're very welcome, Bella." "Where are Alice and Jasper?" Edward asked, and they just appeared at the top of the staircase. "Hi, Bella," Alice said, kissing my cheek. "Hi, Bella," Jasper said. "It's nice to meet you all. You have a beautiful house," I added conventionally. I looked away, and my eyes went to a beautiful piano by the door. "Don't you know Edward is a musician? Edward, play for her." Esme pushed him to the piano, and the room was filled with a beautiful and complex composition. I was delighted. "They like you. Esme especially," Edward said once he finished. "But Rosalie and Emmett?" "Don't worry about them. Emmett doesn't have a problem with you, and Rosalie, well, she's a bit jealous. Jealous not because of me, but because you're human." He showed me the rest of the house, and then he drove me home. We turned onto the street, and I saw an old black Ford in our driveway. Jacob Black and his dad Billy were under the porch, waiting for Dad to return. Edward was furious. "He came to warn Charlie about me." "Let me deal with that," I suggested, and Edward agreed. "Hi, Billy. Hi, Jacob. I hope you haven't been waiting long, but Charlie is still at work."
"Well, we've got this fish. It's Charlie's favourite, so I thought I'd bring him some."
"Very kind of you, thanks."
"Bella," he said again, "Charlie's one of my best friends. I notice you've been spending time with one of the Collins. Maybe it's not my business, but I don't think it's a good idea."
"You're right," I agreed. "It's not your business. The Cullens are nice people, and Charlie likes them a lot too.
Just think about what you're doing, Bella. Tell Charlie we stopped by." He surrendered. After a while, Dad came back. I told him about the fish, but skipped Billy's words, of course.
"What have you been doing today, Bells?"
"Just hanging around. And, I was over at the Cullens."
"Oh, Dr. Cullen's house?"
"Yes, Dad. I sort of have a date with Edward Cullen tonight, and he wanted to introduce me to his parents."
Dad was silent, and he stiffened. "You are going out with Edward Cullen?"
"Yes, Dad, but don't worry too much. I mean, we're at an early stage, you know. He's coming over to pick me up in a few minutes. Please don't embarrass me with this boyfriend talk."